jamming to old-time music in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Simon Stanfield. I live in Indianola, Iowa. And I have a gathering once a year for old-timey traditional musicians in the Warren County area, or the way it's expanded the central Iowa area. We have a common interest of preserving, playing, and having fun with a lot of the old country songs, the way they were before they got to the Grand Ole Opry. In 2000, I sought for a way to get together with the musicians in Warren County that I had discovered after many years of being musicless. We decided to get together just before Thanksgiving, and I would take a long Thanksgiving holiday and have them all gather here in our home. I was home from one of my sales trips, and my wife pointed out to me that they were having an acoustic traditional music gathering at the Annette Nature Center in Warren County. Now, that's out near Lake Aquabi. And so we went out to see what it was all about. And all these wonderful people were playing music that I had heard and loved for many, many years. And I got to talking with them, and they invited me to play with them. Bluegrass tends to be what I call acoustic string band Dixieland. Bluegrass has taken a lot of the old-time country tunes, the old fiddle tunes, the old banjo tunes, and souped them up. Of course, the father of bluegrass music was Bill Monroe, and we appreciate his iconism and try not to be iconoclastic when we try to copy him. But we tend more to the old-time string band style. The Celtic influence in the southern Appalachian Mountains was very heavy because that's where most of the immigrants came from, was the British Isles. The music came over pretty much as it was played there. So there are a lot of jigs and reels and fiddle tunes, but things like Ashokan Farewell and Over the Waterfall and the fiddle tunes that are played almost everywhere are a mainstay of the group, and I discovered that they're played almost everywhere when I went other places and heard the same tunes played. But as far as old time versus country versus bluegrass, it all blends together at their boundaries, and it's hard to classify something very specifically. I didn't think it was typical for this concentration of traditional musicians to exist in such a limited area, except perhaps in West Virginia or Eastern Kentucky or Central Tennessee, something like that. But as I travel around, I found these pockets of traditional musicians. There are various movements afoot across the country to preserve and perform roots music. And that's really what we're talking about here, is roots, where the popular sounds and songs came from. I do think we have an inordinately concentrated population of it in central Iowa. I don't know why. Perhaps because of the Scotch-Irish influence. I think the thrill is that we are making something ourselves. While it's not a finite material object, It's an artful object. It's something that Pete Seeger has called homemade music. And maybe that's the best term, instead of using old-timey or old-time country or bluegrass or blues or anything else. Call it homemade music. It's music that we're making ourselves in our home. And that's what we do here in my home.
Simon Stanfield of Indianola. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.